Night sheep. We listen to them night after night from our bed. The fumbling on the stairs, the muddle of steps at the landing, the soft brush of wool against dark walls. The small flock that inhabited the night halls stayed to the open places. They didn't wander among the boxes that stood, long since packed and waiting, stacked in corners and under windows, a miniature city rising up among the furniture. Those cardboard alleys and dish-packed towers were the cat's terrain, and she didn't so much as lift her head when they started up. For her, they were as common as soup cans. But we listened from separate rooms. We never heard them from the same place at the same time. One of us would be at the desk, the other downstairs in the kitchen. One would be awake, the other would have just fallen asleep. It was only in the mornings, when we compared notes, that we put two and two together. One of the sheep had saddlebags and a small blue flower pressed into the cleft of her front hoof. She should be crossing some alpine meadow, we thought, not these sheetrock canyons and carpeted paths. Then we would laugh, make jokes about leaving hay trails and buttered biscuits in a line out the back door so we could get some sleep. Though when they left, we missed them. Missed their steady hearts and the smell, like everything we've ever lost.